Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
What cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, February 23rd. It'll be broadcast live from the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. You'll be able to see it on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start 8 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, February 23rd, 33,600 head, including 11,300 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves, and about 1,100 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the Superior Video Livestock Auction website. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. As always, you can call Superior at 1-800-422-2117. Happening live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auction on February 23rd. Remember, neighbor, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle complex closed significantly higher Friday, with nearby live contracts attracting the most buying interest. Hog issues also settled solidly higher Friday, supported by short covering and cash premiums. Now, our futures markets are closed today because of the President's Day holiday. On Friday, the cash cattle trade did turn active as short-bought packers moved aggressively to cover immediate kill needs. For the most part, cash activity was fully steady with last week, with buyers paying, about a 119 to 120 in our part of the country. The national hog base closed off about 34 cents compared with the prior day settlement. Now, on live cattle futures closed moderately to sharply higher, up 45 to 167. February through June scored triple-digit gains, boosted by bull spreading and the reality of large cash premiums, although live issues managed to find decent support near the long-term trend lines. The market remains largely trapped in a lateral trading range under the bearish gap created in late January. Now, on the grains, after trading at or near new highs on last Wednesday, corn, soybeans, and wheat all finished lower on the week, hit by profit-taking ahead of the three-day weekend. Early bearish influence came to soybeans Friday when palm oil prices fell to their lowest close in about 12 weeks. On the grains, March Chicago wheat was down about 6¾ cents Friday, down 8 cents for the week, but prices are still near their highest level in 5 months and enjoying a well-deserved correction from the lows of 2016. Now, March corn was down 5¼ cents Friday and down about 6½ cents on the week after a brief flirt with a new 7-month high earlier in the week. And on the soybeans, March soy was down about 11¼ cents Friday, also down about 26½ cents on the week, with a breakdown in palm oil prices adding a new bearish element to the soy complex. We'll check futures in a moment. Did you know there's an organization in Oklahoma that helps mineral owners? It's the National Association of Royalty Owners, or NARO for short, and there's an active chapter here in Oklahoma. Information is the most powerful tool available to royalty owners, and NARO's here to help. Mark your calendar for February 23rd for a stacked town hall meeting at the Canadian Valley Votex Center in El Reno, and find out what's going on in the stack and how it may pertain to your royalties. Go to NARO-US.org for information on the stack town hall meeting and how to join NARO. Well, at the close on Friday, April live cattle was up 167 at 114.92, and the June up 122 at 105.37. March feeder cattle up 25 at 124.07, and April up 45 at 124.20. April hogs up 95.70.77, and the May was up $1 at $75.70. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March down 1¾ Friday at 456¼. May down 1¾ at 469¼. Chicago wheat, March down 6¾ at 441. May down 5¾ at 455½. July wheat down 5¼ at 468½. March corn was down 5¼ at 368¼. May was down 5½ at 375½. March soybeans down 11¼ at 1032½. And the May was down 11½ at 10.43¼. March cotton down 153.73.48. May down 125 at 75.52. March crude oil was up 33 Friday at 53.74. April up 29.54.07. March natural gas down 6.276. April down 7.288 per million BTU. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.